And finally today, it's Halloween. But instead of watching The Shining or Psycho for the millionth time, consider something new. Enter Halloween, the Muslim Horror Film Festival.
All of our films are set in the Muslim-majority world. They all have directors who identify as Muslim and that have some kind of Muslim ethos while also being identifiably horror.
That's Aliyah Khan, a professor at the University of Michigan. The university is the host of Halloween. This year, it is free and online. Khan says the festival arose from a question. What kinds of scary movies were being made in the Muslim world? Turns out, quite a few.
Southeast Asia has a long-standing genre of films about jinn possession. And Turkey has a more well-developed film industry where you can see like American horror style movies that are, you know, about scariness and gore and so on.
Jinns are like spirits that can haunt or possess. And she says they are a common feature in Muslim horror. But it's also hard to find certain kinds of films like ones about zombies.
I wondered if that raised some theological questions for Muslims about the status of zombies as being somewhere between the living and the dead.
So like we couldn't really go crazy Walking Dead for the zombies. So we kind of like just thought of like situations, very local Malaysian situations that might get in the way during a zombie apocalypse.
That's Charmaine Othman. She is co-director of the Malaysian film KL24 Zombies, which is part of Halloween.
And it's about a Chinese guy who brings home his Malay Muslim girlfriend and his whole family is eating pork. And then we cut to the next short film and we go to her family and her dad's got four wives. And, you know, you kind of want to like minimize numbers during a zombie apocalypse. But when you have four wives, you know, what do? You know,
Othman says it's the only Muslim zombie film she knows about and it features other taboo subjects.
You know, having like a Chinese family eating pork, you know, like that would be very like horror on our national TV. It would be frowned upon. It wouldn't be horror. It would be like, you know, there are some like cultural sensitivities which creators always have to be careful of when we create work.
But the film also allowed her to confront parts of her culture, like her father's polygamy. She says having a film like this at a festival on Muslim horror feels incredible.
My short film was essentially about, you know, talks about polygamy in Islam. So I guess it was a very affirming feeling that even though I'm questioning my religion, I do connect with it through my work.
And in case you're wondering, she did tell us the one thing that would truly scare her in a zombie apocalypse.
Like double parking? Malaysians love to double park. So you couldn't get away. You could not get away, no.
You can check out Halloween by visiting the website for the University of Michigan's Global Islamic Studies Center.